better to repeat something a little more good. And let that be. If the thought is described with much specificity, it becomes unclear. Sometimes it would be better to repeat something a little.
Without my memories of my life, I have no memory of me. and I'm dead. And you are cursing something else which you have created for the occasion. So God erased his memory and gave the man eternal bliss. And God was happy, and the man was dead.
A story, or rather, an anecdote to illustrate, to elucidate, to make clear, something to make it all clear. The subject. Me, for instance, or any of them, or you for that matter, but the subject, a person, let's say it's a woman, floats in a saline solution, in a tub with a top, each piece the length of her entire body. An isolation tank, it is called, I believe. Anyway, this woman, the lid is shut. She, the subject, is bathed in complete blackness. Others had told her of this ultimate relaxation such a position provides, as if the outside world around us, a momentum of continuing stimulation or even assault. That naturally a place of blankness is a place of peace, but this is not the case. Hiding is not relaxing. The fact of the matter is that insanity, however temporary or fleeting, is a universal for all who overstay in the isolation tension. A fact attributed to sensory deprivation. As if Helen were inherently mad, as if he, the subject, couldn't feel the water, or smell the salt, or taste the brine in the air. No. The fact, the truth, is that he, like the rest of us, is claustrophobic. He's afraid of the dark, and when confronted with fears that would be considered by most of us as childish, he freaks! His mind tries to break free in a scream! He doesn't talk himself to comfort, he doesn't murmur, he doesn't whisper. No! He screams! If I could keep silent, I would! If I could tell you why I'm screaming, I would! All I know is that it happens! It's happened! It's happening! And I am scared.
this?
This is it.
This is it?
It is.
Is it?
It is. It is it.
This is it.
This is it.
It is. Is it?
It is.
It is it.
Is it? Is it?
This is it. It is.
Is it?
It is. It is it.
Whoa. That's that.
What's that?
This is that.
This place?
Yes. This place.
This place of all places?
Yes.
Where are we?
Colonists.
Where's that?
Outside islands.
Where's that?
In Greece.
Where's that?
About the sea.
Where's that?
On the edge of the earth.
Where's that?
On disc on a turtle's back.
Where's that?
On a rock held up by Atlas.
And what does he stand on?
Child, there was a time when I too asked too many questions. Go and see if anyone is near.
With your permission, I'll go knock on that palace door.
Be careful, Ismay.
No, it's Antigone.
Oh, Antigone.
Was soll denn das? Jetzt verstehe ich es wieder überhaupt nicht. Jetzt bin ich hier. Was wollen denn jetzt alle wieder von mir? Ich meine, jetzt bin ich 70 Jahre lang König. Ich kann nicht so wachen, wachen. Wo sind denn die Wachen? Ich weiß überhaupt nicht, was das hier soll. Also der Gute ist ja seine Frau und dann hat er wahrscheinlich mit der Frau seine Geliebte oder Junge. Weiß ich was ich hier, was ich denn überhaupt nicht. Ich weiß überhaupt nicht, was das soll. Aber dann soll ich dann doch hier rein und mich haben sie von der Party geholt und jetzt bin ich wieder hier und dann sollte ich wieder weiterreden und dann sollte ich, ja, habe immer meine Verpflichtung, bitten, das ist was die alle tun wahrscheinlich, bitten. Alle wollen von mir irgendwas, was wollen denn, alle wollen denn. Und sowas immer, und kommen rechts und links und die Sonne scheint doch eigentlich sollte es doch alle gut haben, aber der schaut ein bisschen arm aus, der schaut ein bisschen arm aus, dieser Herr hier, und da muss man den nochmal anschauen. Ach, immer wollen sie mich, immer wollen sie was von mir haben, immer so der König sein, es ist ja dann immer so leicht, gell? Weil jetzt ist der jetzt hier und dann schaut blind, schaut, es ist auch blind, aber was ist denn das hier?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Who are you?
Tell her the story of how I got this stick.
My father, or rather my brother, in a way, is the original mofo. Motherfucker. Infanticide that fails can lead to parricide, matricide, both. Daddy killed daddy, mommy's hubby. Daddy killed daddy, mommy's hubby. This man killed his father, his wife's late husband, because he didn't know, because he was traveling, a foreigner in a foreign land. Is still a foreigner. Foreigner. In foreign is not at home and is unaccustomed to foreign.
Something of what you were
unaccustomed to foreign customs, and so he was taken aback by a hand thrust forward. Was it a knife? He thought so. He thrust his own knife toward what I think you call a handshake. He'd never seen anything like it. So he thrust his own hand forward with a knife, and he killed him. He killed the strange man who was his dad. Strange dad. That king. The guards ran. The Sphinx appeared.
The Sphinx, she was nothing but trouble. And it was years ago.
The Sphinx appeared. She asked her riddle.
She's long dead now.
But he was mumbling, that man. He was in shock. And the Sphinx thought he was answering. And the answer was right. But he was just in shock, having never killed before. That man, he kept saying. His hands were covered in blood. The Sphinx leapt to her own death. The answer was right enough, intentional or not. The crowns that came saw my sibling of a sire, the blood on his hands, and thought he'd killed the Sphinx, and that the Sphinx had killed his father, my grandfather, the king, my uncle, Laius was his name, Jocasta was hers, Oedipus, that's him, Antigone, that's me. Ismene, that's my sister. We look alike, except she has a mole on this cheek, and I have a mole on the other.
I should have known.
She parts her hair this way, and I do it this way. She wears gold and white, and I wear white and gold. She can tell the height of a man by his shadow, and I can read a blind man's stick.
I hope no trouble.
Mm-hmm. your homeland who says he is your brother-in-law is coming to speak to you.
Oedipus, what's going on here? Oedipus! I've been sent. Oedipus!
King Theseus has promised to protect me, and God, return the gods. Will reward her kingdom with prosperity.
I've been sent by your brothers and your sisters, your doctors and seers from my land. Those there who love you here. Sickly Oedipus, come home. Let your daughter marry. Let us make you an attractive pair of prosthetic eyes.
Let me be. I finally found a place to die.
I'm crying every day at your absence.
Tears for me. Somehow, I don't believe you.
Your stubbornness will leave you weeping in a hysterical display of wayward wisdom.
Your words work for you now, but don't rely on them.
Your babbling falls on the bank of a fetid brook.
As if yours is the water that heals.
You're a dumb-witted weaver.
Ha! Get the hell out. And take your toy soldiers with you. I belong here.
Blind men are not fit witnesses. The soldiers stay.
I have the entire country.
You'll
on my
be sorry.
Side. Let me be.
We've snatched your daughter Antigone from you.
Is this true, Theseus? Of all things, you lunatic.
There's more to come.
You have my other child as man.
I'll have them both.
People of Colonus, won't you help me?
Theseus, you know resistance means war. Oedipus, our land is barren. Our crops are dead. Disease is rampant. Only you can save us.
Huh?
I curse you in our mother's tongue.
Thank you.
father. They have taken Antigone prisoner. They came. The soldiers. They thought I was her. Everyone does it first, I know, but they thought I was her, and it was frightening. This time, not fun at all. They thought I was her until she came, and then they knew because she told them just what I said. I'm Ismene. Father? You recognize me? They had us surrounded. They would let neither of us go. Never mind that I'd always been obedient, always been an obedient niece, thinking that would save me. What brutal, ugly men. Oh, pigs in fancy dress. In uniforms that reeked of liquor and self-importance. I thought I should never escape. I saw a life in a dungeon ahead of me. I thought I was dead. A whole flotilla of baby blue surrounded me. How ironic. I hate Aunt Creon. I hate her. Oh, I hate her. From the gods. I suppose they thought you suffered enough. I don't know. There's so little I understand. I thought I should warn you. She knew, but I was so scared. So scared? So scared. By this point, you already know the news is pointless. I waited too long. Oh, you don't look well. Have they treated you poorly? I am here to help. I've come. Antigone instructed me in the final rites whenever the stupid guards would take one of their stupid smoke breaks. Ugh! Polynices and Heracles are at war. I can't remember who is in power now. Who wouldn't step down? Who has the stronger army? Who lied and who betrayed? I can't remember who Creon's supporting, who's friends with the army, who the loyalists are loyal to. the time the war started, everyone was betraying each other so regularly that even the meals, sake of deception. I trusted neither of them to even get me a glass of water. My own brothers. I feared them even in sight. I longed to come here for Antigone because I didn't know which way to turn. I didn't even think of you because whenever I did, trust Queen Theseus. Are her subjects loyal? Are the natives honest and true? Where is this place? Is this where the Eumenides reside? Is it safe? Are they as scary as people say, or are they just a children's tale? Antigone said she would try to escape. Have you seen her? Has Aunt Creon been by? Oh. Have you seen her? You recognize me, Father? Theseus, is this the promised land? Thank you. There you touch on what is indeed worthy of wonder.
It was wonderful.
That is wonderful indeed.
How he moved.
You all know.
How he moved.
How he lived.
No guidance. You yourselves know.
No friends.
Sure, I think you were
the guidance.
He was himself the guide to all of us. When he came to the steep road, rooted in earth, by brazen steps he stood.
By one of brazen steps, stressed far.
Near the hollow basin where is, forever confident,
where the many branches pass, near the basin of the rock,
into
the invalid covenant of Theseus.
Where he stood, he was midway between that basin.
He stood midway between the basin and the rock, and the Thracian stone,
the
hollow pear tree,
and the grave stone,
and the marble tomb.
Then he sat down,
and then he sat down, and loosed his sword and rings. And then he called his daughters, and bade them fetch water from some fountain,
and
a rock,
and made three offerings.
They hurried to the nearest hill,
the sun to them,
they guarded
him,
they
brought what he ordered, and then with lustre
washing
his clothes, equipped him in the customary
shorts.
When he had his pleasure of all he did, and nothing, then he sought his scanty
suit
of
the underworld,
dressed him as
he
was ordained,
at their father's knees and cried,
when he had contented with
an ending
no part of his desire was now unheeded.
But he,
then when he heard,
there was
thundering
of Zeus
and
the shades.
Folded his hands,
the maidens shuddered as they
heard.
They fell at their father's knees and wept, nor ceased from beating the breast and wailing.
Mary of thunder.
Now they heard their son
the God of
earth attending me.
And the women,
it was a cruel task, children, that I know, but there's a single
my
woman that flows all
past.
My love you had, no one can love you more. That is the love that you lose now. You must be asked for the rest of your life to have.
No more shall you bear the burden of tending. Children like one, well I know my children.
This is the end.
When they came to the end of the morning in all those dry robes there in the stillness,
love
there was a voice
had
that
from me as from none beside.
And suddenly,
and now you shall have me with you no more,
love,
through all your days to come.
As no one else had ever done.
Such wise, close,
and
clinging to each other, sire and daughter,
so they wept, clinging to each other.
When he understood the wailing of the god, he cried with a hundred words, Theseus, to come still. And when he came, he said,
suddenly a voice of
give me your highest loud pledge. To these my children,
all
stood
up on their heads.
Promise me that you will never come to
swear
again.
For the god told
me
of
many
journey,
callings and manifold Oedipus,
and
Oedipus,
my
noble
man,
why delay we to go?
You
tarry too long.
Then he called,
but when he perceived that he was called of the god, he craved
that
the king Theseus should draw near.
And
from when he came to the sign,
show
my friend here, I pray you.
Do not seek to know what is
never
quickly away with
these
daughters.
Only the easiest day to understand what is to be done.
To forsake them of your free will.
That is what he said.
But to do all things for their good.
And with the
as your friendship and time may
promise
you.
As his friend,
and he, like
a
man of noble spirit, without making lament, swore to keep a promise to his friend. But when Theseus had so promised, Oedipus felt for his children with blind hands and said,
oh,
my children, you must be
nobly
brave of heart.
The
part
you have
is
the gods Olympus
unite
and save fair at once.
Go,
sweet,
what man of doom that I'm a dying and no mortal man save all of this.
So
was no fire
with streaming tears and with lamentation we followed the maidens away. When we had gone apart after no long time, we looked back. Oedipus we saw nowhere anymore, but the king alone, holding his hand before his face to screen his eyes.
No pain of
and soon we saw
sight,
so heaven and the earth and
such as
none
might endure to behold.
If I see
what
you
then, after a short space, we saw him salute the earth and the home of the gods above, both at once, in one breath.
But by what doom Oedipus perished, no man can tell, save Theseus alone. No fiery thunderbolt of the god removed him in that hour, nor any rising of storm from the sea. But I am a messenger from the gods.
So it is that he was taken without a pain, without me, or
driven for him in love,
a passing more wonderful than that of any other man.
The passing of the man was not with lamentation,
what I said
or in sickness,
in some wild scheme of fancy,
but above more so, wonderful. And if to any I seem to speak folly,
no more.
I would not woo their belief, who count me foolish.